Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The last question was one posed that makes clear that basically, other than the fact that this involves a former president, everything else about this is indistinguishable from any pre-indictment search warrant.
The 11th Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals heard oral arguments Tuesday about the special master appointed to review classified documents seized at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Trump called the move a witch hunt from an egregiously corrupt Biden administration and their weaponized Department of Justice. Biden administration press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated Attorney General Merrick Garland is operating independently. Following the midterms, Republicans are wondering about their future after Trump-backed candidates fared poorly. Chris Sununu, Republican governor of New Hampshire, feels he has a winning strategy for the GOP.
I got a great policy for the Republican Party. Let's stop supporting crazy, unelectable candidates in our primaries and start getting behind winners that can close the deal in November.
A poll by AARP found New Hampshire voters were ticket-splitting in the election, in which Sununu was reelected, but so was Democratic U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan. With Thanksgiving one day away, Dr. Anthony Fauci urged people to get their updated COVID-19 booster shots as soon as possible. In what could be his final appearance as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Fauci reflected on his time in the position.
I would like people to remember about what I've done is that every day for all of those years, I've given it everything that I have and I've never left anything on the field.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. McCarthy said under Mayorkas's leadership, fentanyl flowed freely into the U.S. from Mexico, and he criticized high rates of suicide among Border Patrol agents.
If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry.
This comes as McCarthy and House Republicans plan to use their slim majority to their advantage. McCarthy has called for the removal of several Democratic representatives from committees to begin investigations into the Biden administration and the First Family. A Politico Morningstar poll finds only 28% of surveyed voters want Congress to focus on a presidential impeachment inquiry or Hunter Biden's business dealings. Instead, those surveyed want Congress to focus on fentanyl trafficking into the U.S., operations at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the 2022 infant formula shortage. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.